It is 7:20 on a Sunday morning. You know what that means? That means Hancock and Kelly. Gentlemen, we are a little over a week away from the election, which is hard to believe, but it's here. The early voting numbers are pretty incredible so far, based on what I've read. So let me ask you each, who do you think that favors? Michael, you want to go first?
Well, you would think that Donald Trump had spent the last 8 years or so telling the Republicans not to participate in any of that stuff. Now, he's changed his tune this election, but I think there may be some lingering damage there. The Democrats have been long working on a ground game far before Vice President Harris was even the candidate. And then we have to take some of the evidence that we're seeing in the turnout, Scott, and women are turning out at a much higher rate, almost 10 points higher than men. And the women voters discriminate towards the Democrats. So probably a little bit of hope and a little bit of research there shows me that I think it favors the Democrats.
All right, John, what do you think?
Yeah, early voting is going to favor the Democrats. Election day voting is going to favor Republicans. The thing to keep an eye on here as the results come in, guys, is understanding which states count their early and absentee voters first and which states count their early and absentee voters last. In Missouri, those voters are counted first. That means as election night goes on, the trend is going to be in favor of Republicans in all likelihood. A state like Pennsylvania, a battleground state, they count their early and absentee and mail ballots last, which means Harris is likely to have a reasonable lead in Pennsylvania before they get to counting those votes. So it's not just the early votes, it's when they're counted.
All right. The other thing I've noticed is just so many efforts to raise money still for both Harris and Trump. With a week to go in the election, what is this money being used for? Whoever wants to take a shot at that.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, last-minute money is going to be poured into television and any other platform that they can continue to backfill on. Also, these campaigns are major corporations that will collapse here after the first of the year, and there's a lot of staff out there knocking doors. There's lots of literature being printed. The money that's necessary for this campaign has been raised. I think now they're just paying for the skeleton of their staff and the last-minute pile on the platforms.
A lot of these campaigns pay win bonuses to various of their vendors, and so there's got to be money in the bank to honor those commitments. And then you see late spending on things that you can do quickly, like these blasts of text messages that we're all miserably getting. And so you'll see an escalation of that kind of communication leading up to the election, even though a pretty good chunk of the electorate will have already voted, and they're still getting all these text messages from all these campaigns. I question how effective that is, but everybody does it.
Another thing that the candidates have been doing in the last few days, reaching out to celebrities, people who are famous, former politicians, actors, singers, whatnot, to give them a last-minute boost. Do any of these things actually matter in this particular election because I think the support base for both is so entrenched? Do you have a thought on that, John?
Yeah. I mean, I typically don't make my mind up on who I'm voting for until Beyonce comes out. So, no, I don't think they have any effect. At this stage, you're not doing persuasion at this stage, and celebrity endorsements aren't going to impact anybody's vote. I think it's an effort to inspire the base vote turnout on both sides, and the celebrity choices on both sides will tell you that they're going after the base vote. Whether that's effective or not, a presidential election, turnout does fluctuate, but I just don't know how much impact these things have.
Michael, anything to add there?
Well, Beyonce is supporting Vice President Harris, John, so good to have you on board. this is an old political trick. It's been happening, since the 60s. The Democrats pull out every star they can I have to tell you from a personal aspect, in 1992 when President Clinton was running, I was 17. I wasn't 18. I couldn't vote. But I was really engaged in politics, and a rock band that I liked came to town for President Clinton. And or at that time, Governor Clinton. And it motivated me. It caused me to go out and knock doors, et cetera. So like John says, I think it may motivate in base votes, but I don't think anybody's out there going to make their decision on where Taylor Swift or Kid Rock comes down.
Which band was
it? There's nothing like a good guitar solo to motivate you to get out there and vote.
Exactly. Which band was it, Michael?
Better Than Ezra. It was really new. Yeah. Kevin Griffin, he was an exciting fella.
That is a good 90s reference.
You knew that election was going south when Ezra showed up for George H.W. Bush.
All right. And we've been talking about this for months on end. I feel like I'm running out of questions. So I'm going to leave the floor open for you to end this segment, each with some analysis of this election that maybe we've been missing. Is there anything we've been missing? I'll let you start, Michael. Go ahead.
Well, the biggest thing is we have some consequential elections here in the state of Missouri, regardless of the fact that people may think that it's decided as it relates to the presidency. We've got an internet gambling issue, a boat, a Lake of the Ozarks gambling boat, which could bring jobs and opportunity on the ballot, and abortion. And those are going to be highly competitive, and they're going to dictate the direction of policy in Missouri. And so I encourage people to not only go in and vote on the presidential election, but stick around and vote. The judges are up for retention as well. And there's some stuff in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles that are important that need to be decided as well.
John?
Keep an eye on turnout figures. One of the things you'll get from exit poll data, you won't get the results, who's winning. But the exit poll data will give you a sense of what the turnout rates are in those seven battleground states. If they're between 55% and 58% in the battleground states, Donald Trump's going to win. If they're between 58% and 63%, you're going to have a toss-up election. If they get north of 65%, that probably spells a Kamala Harris victory.
Wow. Great data there. I appreciate both of your analysis. John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks as always.
Peace and love.
All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday.